Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament's in full swing and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin, that tournament has not disappointed if you like upsets. And even though your tourney pool has been probably blown to shreds. I am Jim Galante, and that is Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, how is your tournament pool doing?
I am in zero tournament pools this year, and it feels liberating.
It's a good year to not be in it.
Yeah, and especially, I think just something is in the air just with all the different stuff that goes into this NCAA tournament. It just seemed, and I think statistically, more upsets in this tournament than ever, I think I saw. So I think something's going into this with all the COVID and pandemic and all the precautions and you know, and that kind of thing, that upsets were going to happen. And now I wish I were in a tournament pool and I were feeling a little frisky. I would have picked some of these.
Well, and also, Dustin, more and more college basketball, the talent is spread out. You don't have your Dukes and Kentuckys and Kansases dominating things, which makes it a lot of fun. All right, but we're here to talk some more football, Dustin. And one of our favorite topics, which is the quarterback position. And it goes a lot deeper than, gee, is the current quarterback good or not? Good enough? Is he elite or not? And I want to read to you an email that I got just this morning, in fact, from one of our loyal listeners, Don. And he says, Jim, you and the KSM team often discuss Penn State's chronic inability to recruit and keep five-star quarterbacks. This has often been identified as a necessary ability of any team who wants to contend for a national championship. After acknowledging this notion, the KSN team moves on to discuss the possibility of developing a 3- or 4-star quarterback into an elite quarterback, which is necessary for a national championship. Does that paint the actual picture, Dustin?
Of the conversations that we've had about this?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need a difference maker at quarterback. And just I think we've just discussed the theories of whether that difference maker is born and recruited or whether that difference maker is developed into that player from the time he gets to college. And I think there's a lot of history that says that they come from both walks of life. I think they need a difference maker at quarterback. I don't think it necessarily has to come from the 5-star ranks. So yeah, I think for me that describes where I'm coming from.
Well, I'm going to add something else in there, Dustin. I don't think it's just a matter of either finding or developing the guy. I think it's identifying the guy, and that guy may not be listed as a 5-star guy. And I can go through, you know, the Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and so on and so on of guys who were not 5-star guys. The flip side is for every Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields who were the 5-star guys, it seemed like the automatic, we've looked at this enough to say, you know what, those kids that are identified as 5-stars aren't necessarily the ones who end up being the elite ones, are they?
Not necessarily. And the other prong of this, and then you see this in college and the pros, is the synergy between program, coordinator, quarterback and the alignment of all those pieces, getting the right guys at the right times in the right offense with the right supporting cast. And you have some teams who do this better than others, where not that they can necessarily plug and play a quarterback, but the environment makes quarterback development a lot more likely than some others. And I think Penn State has not necessarily had the environment either, with this revolving door at coordinator and you know, some guys who you weren't really sure were the long-term answer at that spot. I think with Mike Yurcich coming aboard, you have a little bit more hope than before that you have the right supporting cast to make the quarterback's job of developing a little bit easier. Those are the elite programs and the elite teams in the NFL that make, not that you can just go and grab any quarterback, but that it makes it more likely for a quarterback to have success.
Don in his email also mentions that Penn State hasn't been able to develop a quarterback since way back when they had Trace McSorley.
Way back then.
Well, I added the way back, but
okay.
It's only been Sean Clifford since Trace McSorley. So is Sean Clifford the right guy at the right time with the right coaching and the right talent around him, Dustin?
I don't know if you can say any of those things. Is he the right guy? I don't know. I mean, I think this year it could go a long way. I think certainly James Franklin still believes he can and will be the right guy, but I don't know that Ricky Ronnie was the right coordinator to get the most out of him. I don't know that Kirk Ciarocca was the right coordinator to get the most out of him. The only one left standing of those is Sean Clifford as your starting quarterback. So he better be the right guy. Penn State doesn't have a choice in the matter right now. He better be the right guy.
Well, if not Sean Clifford, is there a guy either on the roster or on the commitment list who you look at as the right guy?
In my view, with all these factors, the next Penn State quarterback to me is Drew Aller. That's what I think. Looking at all these different guys, Taquan Roberson, Christian Vayor, Bo Probola, who I really like too, Drew Aller looks pretty special to me. With that size, and he can move pretty well, he poses a threat with his legs, he's creative, he seems to have, you know, a nice presence of mind in the pocket, outside the pocket, really has the look of having that it factor. The kind of guy who physically and mentally, if he can just kind of keep making strides, could be ready early in his Penn State career. And I mean, we're kind of here to discuss how these pieces and elements are going to come together. We don't really know what's going to happen with Sean Clifford this year. We don't know what's going to happen with Sean Clifford next year. So that kind of dictates, I think, the flow of things and who when the starting job becomes open again is an interesting concept here too.
Well, let's talk about that, Dustin. With that extra year that everyone got from last season, Sean Clifford actually has two more years of eligibility. He can still be your quarterback in the 2022 season. So how do you see this playing out? 21 is going to be Clifford. I'm pretty confident of that. Yeah. Who's the quarterback in 22? Would it be Aller as a true freshman or Roberson keeping the seat warm in 22 for Aller in 23?
It's kind of the magic question, isn't it? My anticipation, just for what it's worth, is that Sean Clifford's going to be fine in 2021. He is going to have incentive to come back and play again in 2022. And I think in the name of trying to find your next quarterback, that wouldn't be such a bad thing to have a totally wide open competition where Drew Aller and Bo Probola both have a year under their belts that they can actually get involved and develop behind the scenes and develop in the weight room and actually be able to have a fair shake at trying to win the job. If he moves on after this year, I got to think that Taquan Roberson would be the odds on favorite to do it, but it's just I have no idea what Taquan Roberson can do. He looked pretty good on film to me as a high school player. Looked to have some good quarterback attributes and looked to be a pretty good decision maker and mobile and accurate. I have no idea what he can do at the college level. And James Franklin kind of ensured that nobody has any idea what Taquan Roberson can do at the college level. So if Sean Clifford leaves after 21, he's got such a head start on everybody else. I would have to think that he's your guy in 22. I think it benefits everybody, all the young quarterbacks. It benefits them if there's a little bit more time for this competition to actually shape up before that's needed.
Can you, I'm not sure if Sean Clifford makes that decision to stay through 22, that if you're Roberson, you stick around for another year, because that is so many years of sitting there with no opportunity and the young guys behind you chasing you, that you'll be looking over your shoulder. Which leads to another question, Dustin, and James Franklin did nothing to dismiss the idea of bringing in a transfer quarterback. He only has three scholarship quarterbacks for the 2021 season.
Yeah, and I do feel like he's talking about the right fit and the right type of player and the right fit culturally, athletically, academically, and all that. I think they're very open to that. And I think if you are a sophomore, redshirt sophomore, junior type quarterback coming in, this is a pretty good situation for you to try. You're competing to try to get that number two job now, because that number two job is the foot in the door to the number one job, maybe as early as next season. So I think it'll be appealing for a player who has got some ability, was looking for a change of scenery, isn't necessarily trying to be the starter in 2021, but sees this as a real possibility, especially if you view Mike Yurcich in a positive light, to be the next man up. That competition, I think, would be a good one. I think it'd be a fair one with Taquan Roberson. Can you edge him out for the number two job at some point between now and this time next year?
I believe you framed it exactly right, Dustin. Too many people, I believe, were thinking, can we bring in someone to start this year to replace Sean Clifford? I think you want to look for someone who will replace Sean Clifford the following year. You mentioned Mike Yurcich in the couple seconds we have left. What is the Mike Yurcich effect here at the position?
Well, it seems to have some real buzz nationally, especially among quarterbacks. You know, for Drew Aller to come in with the way his recruitment was going, with the amount of interest that was that there was there in him, to come in and be the second quarterback in a class, I think speaks volumes. I think you're going to start to see the big, strong-arm quarterback also emerge as maybe the prototype of Mike Yurcich's offense. I don't think that'll be tried and true 100% every time, but I think that's what the preference will be.
That is it for our quarterback discussion. Stick around. We're going to talk about what we've learned so far with this Penn State team in the spring.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.